for a man who's supposed to have a dead unit down there below where there's some so-called cookie stand has it. He sure got a pretty powerful imagination up above.
Oh, yes, sir.
And you understand what I'm saying? For that to be a dead unit down below, the mathematics don't count.
Yes, sir.
Can you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
See, so all that about the dead unit down below is from the bottom.
Yes, sir.
Because that seems to be that it's all about the unit down below.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
That's true, yes, sir.
So now, the matter stands for that unit down below to be so dead, it sure have a lively, connected mind up above.
Yes, sir.
Must be working at 1,000,000 miles an hour, then trying to figure out how to become activated. If it's not activated, if it's a dead unit, why work so much to activate it then?
Yes, sir.
Can you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So all praise to you, Lord God, in the presence of the Master of Violence, Jesus, Lord, and the Holy for a messenger of the Most Honorable, Lord, and the biggest thing that a person has to do is shock therapy, right to him in the shock therapy way. Is that the way what goes around comes around? Is that not so?
Yes, sir.
So therefore, you utilize the shock therapy tool. But we would like to know where you're at. But also what I'd like for you to do is to send at least one of those pictures, or two of those pictures that you had up here with the sisters dressed in white.
Yes, sir.
Send one of them down that way.
Okay, yes, sir.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
All right?
Yes, sir.
And then ask the person to explain, but we would like to hear from you and see where Allah God and the President of the Master of the Prophet Muhammad is mentioned in the Messiah of the Night of London has your mentality.
Yes, sir.
Where are you right now?
Yes, sir.
What kind of griping do you have against us now? Or what kind of upsetness or you're mad? God, what the hell are we writing you for? Well, if you do not want us to write you, please let us know.
Yes, sir.
You know?
Yes, sir.
So all praise is due to Allah God and the President of the Master of Allah, Jesus Muhammad. We could not stay around you and with you on the kind of trip that you were on there. I don't see how anybody would want to stay around you on a trip that you were like that there.
Yes, sir.
There's no way that nobody want to be around you, hear them talking about Islam, not behaving in that particular manner, and be right to them like that. And
yes.
Don't pull no punches.
Yes, sir.
And let them know that Master Jay still thinking, and if you stop and if you have any, if Allah God, the President of the Master of Allah, Muhammad, the Most Honorable Allah, Muhammad, ask you that you have any form of reason and ability, you should know by now that what Allah God, the President of the Master of Allah, Muhammad, the Most Honorable Allah, Muhammad, told you through Master Jay was the best way.
Yes, sir.
By now you would be smiling, he could be smelling like Moses right now.
Yes,
been
sir.
Down at the temple, attending the meetings, and cleaning up and not going through no trips right now.
Yes, sir.
But look here. All praise due to Allah God. So you talk to him in that particular mannerism.
Yes, sir.
And you try to mail that, like I say, to get a letter off to him quicker than anybody else and never look for somebody else to be giving that him the phone number. She could find the phone number to dial up there, but she couldn't find it to give it to him. If she say he called.
Yes, sir.
Allah God and the person I supposed to be from my home and messaging my son Belize my home and I spoke with. So-called Ellen May Brown, and she said that the brother had called. She didn't have the phone number to give to him. He was supposed to have called back last evening or today, but we did not receive a phone call as far as I know, sir. Well, I got in person, my Swazi Father Muhammad, Messenger Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Sometimes I put the receiver, Ansel Colerain's receiver, down and didn't have it with me all the time, so it's possible the phone could have rang and I may not have... been with it and didn't hear the phone ring.
Okay, well, yes, ma'am. Well, I'll pay you a lot of that, but you still get a letter off to him.
Yes, sir.
If you got to get a Western Union letter off to him, or you find out where his attorney was at and call his attorney and also tell them to pass him the number.
Yes, sir.
If you knew where his attorney was at, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But you, all you need to do, you do the best that you possibly can, and Allah God and the person of the Master Waters, Chief of Rabbi Muhammad, and his next to the person of Rabbi Muhammad would do the rest.
Yes, sir.
Trademark.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So what time are you going to pick up the other children tomorrow or something?
Sir?
You going to pick up the children tomorrow or when?
I was going to go and get them this evening. I was waiting until after you called, and I'm going to call down there and make sure that Leslie has finished with her, with so-called Michelle's hair.
Yes, ma'am.
And then I'm going to get one of the sisters or someone, or two of the sisters to ride with me to go get them.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. I wasn't going to let them spend the night. I wasn't, as going over what we were going over today.
Yes, ma'am.
Speaking, then, you know, as far as the work that we are doing, the little bit of that they are getting already, then it would for them to go down.
Well, that'd be like kind of working against yourself.
Yes, sir.
You see, you can't let the cares of this world get you down.
Yes, sir.
See, the cares of this, we only pass through this world. The so-called cares of this world are the stumbling blocks to getting to the real world.
Yes, sir.
In other words, you better say, come this way. I want to talk to you a minute. That's the care of the world that you don't need.
Oh, yes, sir.
Come, I need company. That's the care of the world you don't need.
Yes, sir, and especially, well, I got the person, my swastika, Fire Muhammad, especially most honorable Elijah Muhammad, has me, I'm a knower of the fact, especially as far as the little that we've done with so-called Nichelle.
Yes, ma'am.
Because, and then, you know, when my so-called mother was speaking on the phone, and she was asking Calvin, was Nichelle going to the temple, and Calvin had told her that Nichelle had joined, and so Calvin said that she asked him, well, who made her to do it? And but I heard him when he was talking to her on the phone, and I heard him say, well, nobody made her do anything. She stood up on her own, and she did it because she said she wanted to.
Yeah, but your mother, all your so-called mother, the devil in your so-called mother is always going to try to make it be other than what it is.
Oh, yes, sir.
There are the times that even go behind your back and try to write and notify these people's this and that and have a whole bunch of stink going for nothing, but allow God in the presence of the master of the deep mother, nothing about the right on it, cause that to happen to you, because remember, they have a secret pact with the devil himself to try to take the majority of the people to hell with them when the end comes.
Yes, sir.
For godly faring people who profess to be Christians, they sure do always doing some pretty damn dirty stuff.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
That's very true, sir.
But that's not, you got to remember, that's not your so-called mother. That's that mentality that's involved in to
them. Yes, sir. I'm aware of that also. Allah God, the person, Maswal, Sifar, Muhammad, this messenger, most honorable Elijah Muhammad, since we've been back from the trip, and now I've spoken with two of my so-called uncles.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, I've always let you know a lot of things that I did know about and the reasons why maybe I was, that it was easier for me to maybe relate to some of the things when I was learning about Islam and everything, learning about my true self, right?
Yes, ma'am.
That it was all relating back to things I can go back to childhood and things that I got from my so-called uncles.
Yes, ma'am.
And since we've been back, they've said things to me, you know, let me know certain things that my so-called mother said, and they don't, you know, they did not like, you know, the things that she was saying, and they couldn't understand, you know, like they've gotten into somewhat like an argument with her.
Of course, that's one reason that she's not back there anyway, is because they couldn't stand it in the first place.
Yes, sir.
Well, Mr. Dallahoo, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
The reason that she is so comfortable way out here, because they don't really take a great liking to her way back there.
Oh, yes, sir.
So she called herself, pacing herself in between that this, and she feels comfortable out here rather than back there, because they're not going to tolerate all the stuff that she is.
That's right, yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? So she has to be somewhere else where someone will tolerate that, or she can sit in her own little corner.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And that's why it tells you that the members of Eastern Stars and stuff, they're really pretty rough. They have a real hell. They got the truth, and yet they're advocating strongly against it.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? That's why I say, tell the daughters of Israel, I have something against them.
Yes,
I know the secret covenant that they have with the devil.
Yes, sir.
He said, but I will break that covenant and establish a new covenant with you.
Yes, sir.
You understand? And the way that he breaks it, see, they've been sitting around on Easy Street. How do you think that you can go from one job and then go to another town and get another job, because the large members have to take care of each other?
Oh, yes,
sir. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And that's why she's able to do that for those particular critics that she has. And once a month, she got to once a month, but you don't know it, once a month, she got to go somewhere and play harlot the whore with one of them Caucasian people.
Yes, sir.
You know, she has to go play like she's turning a trick. That's part of the yoke.
Yes, sir.
I'm just telling you the truth. And when they get too old, when they start getting old and don't have that appeal, they're supposed to find one of their own bloodline to raise and to take their place.
Yes, sir.
And that would be like what she was doing with Nichelle.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Just that they're supposed to recruit another one to take her place, because
yes,
she's getting too old and don't have the appeal for that little devil that she's taking care of.
Yes, sir.
They have a private little secret devil that they don't tell you about.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? That's part of the secret oath of those Eastern Stars.
Yes, sir.
See, they're playing a harlot to whore.
Yes, sir.
You know, and then at the same time, all the members of the Masonic Hall, the Lodge,
yes, sir.
They're allowed to go in and have sex with them any time that they want, but they can't go into the lodge of the Masons.
Yes, sir.
This is one of the initiation things that they have, that they're allowed to go in there and have any sex with any one of them that they want to.
Yes, sir.
But they keep that a secret to themselves.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I said? And the mistress of all of them is supposed to be the chief bank daddy herself.
Yes, sir.
know you understand what I'm saying there.
Yes, sir.
And they usually, she has a little dog that she keeps with her too, whoever the mistress is, the grandmaster of it.
Yes, sir.
Female part. Yes. And she has a little dog, and you know what they do with the little dog? It's usually a spotted dog called Spot.
Yes, sir.
And it's a lap dog.
Yes, sir.
I'm just telling you some of the secretnesses that they have to do.
Yes, sir.
You know?
Yes, sir.
And she don't have to take, she don't do nothing but travel around and stay at other people's, other members' houses. At this, in this town, the next town, in different places. She don't do nothing but that.
Yes, sir.
And lay up and do those things.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
All praise to the Lord God, the President of Master Baladi for our money. Said for a minute, that's like when you tell them, see, when you tell the people about really what it takes to be a cardinal up under the Pope, and you know, you really, a lot of people really wouldn't believe what would be told to them, but you've got to be a cardinal up under them. You have to suck the Pope's wee-wee, and that's no lie.
Yes, sir.
So that you won't tell on them, and they won't tell on you.
Yes, sir.
That's the only way that you can get up in to be a cardinal.
Yes, sir.
That's one of their secret oaths, and that's why when you see the Klansman's hat and stuff, you see what the Pope wear.
Yes, sir.
You go check out the outfits that they wear.
Yes, sir.
That's the truth of the matter. When he's in, he has a different costume that he wears out of the public. He has a costume that he wears out of the public with his straight-up Klansman with three sixes on the top of the hat, and he sits on a seat with three sixes on it.
Yes, sir.
And when he stands up, and those ones in the little secret chambers, they lay on the ground with their butts up in the air.
Yes, sir. Their
hands straight out facing him. You understand what I'm saying? And they have, you ought to see some of the freakiness that goes on there.
Yes, sir.
But all praise due to Allah God and the President of Master. It's so stupid, it's so ignorant, it's so demonistic that the average person wouldn't believe that they would be doing something. That's why it's so secret.
Yes, sir.
That's why it takes an act of a so-called created in a Congress to even get in, and Congress can't get over in there.
Yes, sir.
All praise due to Allah God and the President of Master. Peace and peace and the message of the Son of the Elijah Muhammad. But now you know what you got to do. Raj, about all the different things. We got to try to get this communication set up with Brother Anselm and Mr. Sukar Benny Powell. What about Brother Anselm and Mr. Sukar and Javari?
I spoke with him last night, and he was saying something pertaining to Mother Superior was telling him something about that the auction that they was...
They're supposed to go next Thursday or something?
She said it wasn't
going to
be until the
28th.
The 12th.
Oh, okay. Yeah. 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 Mother Superior today was saying that she thought that the 28th was next week, when in fact it was yesterday, but she had called and there's another auction, I believe she said, in Modesto on the 12th. And also, I answered my so-called down and spoke with so-called Jabari today briefly, and at that time, as so-called Jamal, the caller, come in and asked him, so-called Jabari said he was going out and that he would return the call when he got back in.
Okay, yes, ma'am. You haven't heard nothing from that JoJo fella and all that, the JoJo girls and stuff?
No, sir, but when I was speaking to so-called Jabari last night, he was getting ready to go out. He said that the sister, so-called Carolyn, he had let her go to visit with her so-called daughter, and she hadn't returned yet, and he was going out to look for her. And did she come back?
Today.
Okay. Anyway, and then he was telling me that he was going to call me back to talk to me, because he said that he had spoke with so-called Aurora.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
And she was at her sister's house, but he didn't go into anything about what they spoke about. He was going to call me when he came back in, but he never did call me back.
Yes, sir. All I got in the person, Master Watsi, Father Muhammad, Master Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, through remote control into Master J, and speaking with Asa Muhammad, so-called Jamal. And so-called Jamal, let me know that so-called Jabari does have the number for so-called Roy, and the part that he was saying, we did tape him, sir, but I had to leave out of the room, you know, to see about the children, different things, and I have to re-listen to the tape in order to see what it was he was. And so-called Chantel, she was speaking with the brother, and I have to listen to the tape to see what he was saying, but I asked her, Muhammad, so-called Roya, she still visits on and off, and I guess, I don't know.
Why don't you get the number and then y'all call her?
Okay.
Yes, sir. All I got in the person, Master Walsby, Father Muhammad, they had me to let me to the...
And you never put out for tomorrow what you can do today.
Yes, sir.
Did you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
That's why I told you the early bird catches the worm.
Yes, sir.
So you always got, see, when the people talk about they want to do something, you got to take this into consideration. When people talk about, everybody out there in the street, these 85% of the people who want to be the chief and no Indian, who always want to be something great, but they don't know the task that it takes to become something great.
Yeah.
See, when you start raising up on the ladder, then you're not talking about free time.
Yes, sir.